Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So we are hopefully getting a guest, but if not, it's okay because there's breaking news. Lawmakers are scrambling to avert a government shutdown, and there's apparently now a new spending bill that's been proposed. So we're going to find out details about it very shortly. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today. I really do. There's a lot going on and a lot to chat about. I wanted to give you a couple of audio clips that I wanted to play for you. This is Senator Mike Lee, also with this idea now about new leadership in the House and what they need and what they could do. And I like this idea a lot, right? I really do. I like this idea a lot. New leadership, why not? Why not try an outsider? Why not try a business person? Why not try somebody who has to worry about, think about it, getting elected? Just throw this out there, right? So this is Senator Mike Lee, who I think is one of the most brilliant people on the planet. Honestly, he really is. Constitutional scholar, constitutional conservative. Love Mike Lee. I love Mike Lee. He's great. This is what he said, cut number two.
I want to give you an opportunity to set on a scale of 1 to 10, how important was Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy exposing of this process to the destruction of this continuing resolution?
It was the sine qua non, the without which not, the indispensable element. It would not have occurred without them. So now how do we go forward then? How do we do this? First of all, we're going to need new leadership. We've got new leadership in the Senate coming in the coming year. And I believe that the writing's on the wall, unless I'm just mistaken. It seems to me that new leadership in the House is almost inevitable. If that's the case, I think we need to go outside the box. I think we need to look to a different place. Remember, neither the Constitution nor the House rules require that the Speaker be a current member of the House of Representatives. And I propose that they swamp it. Look, the Doge movement is enormously popular in the House. Just listen to House members who are Republicans. They can't get enough of them, including many of the people who have been part of this swampy process. They praise Doge. Oh, Doge is going to save this. If that's the case, that being the case, given that they all have expressed such affection for Vivek and for Elon, let them choose one of them. I don't care which one, to be their speaker. That would revolutionize everything. It would break up the firm. We would now have government of the people, by the people, and for the people, rather than this cartel from the firm, which is systemically corrupt.
See, I like that idea. I really do. It's an interesting concept. Now, Anna Paulina Luna, who's one of the most gorgeous members of Congress, she's on right now on Fox News, and she's saying that a hearing vote will occur at 6 p.m. All right? That's what's going to happen at 6 p.m. tonight. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. And Matt, if you can see if we can get some details on what this new bill has in it. Like, literally, they just announced that they have some sort of a deal. I don't know if there's any details on it yet, but I'm sure that we'll be getting some very, very soon. This is now John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, who's urging Trump to come to Washington. I mean, I see his point here. I do understand his point. This is what he said this morning on Fox News, cut number three.
Here's what, if I were king for a day, I'm not, and I don't aspire to be, here's what I'd do. First, I would tell everybody to take their meds. Number two, I think President Trump is going to have to consider coming to Washington. I mean, let's face it, he's the president now. It's not President Biden. President Trump needs to sit down with Mike Johnson and John Thune and come up with a new skinny CR. If the president wants to do something on the debt limit, we need to find out what it is and put it in the bill. And then the president's going to have to help Mike sell it in the House.
Okay. Now, I don't disagree with that because Trump is absolutely in charge, 100% in charge. And none of these guys want to cross him. And they're all realizing now how powerful you are. You, listening to this show right now, your voice, your influence on social media, they get it. They really do. This is what we saw yesterday. I mean, just think about this, right? This was a big deal that this bill comes out and within a few hours, conservatives are like, no, absolutely no, no way. Elon gets engaged, Vivek Ramaswamy gets engaged, and then you get engaged, I get engaged, we start talking about it, and within hours, it's dead. It's over. That's a big deal. And the media can't stand it, by the way. The media cannot stand that fact that happened. Success in Washington. This is a post from Trump on Truth Social. Okay, let me read you what President Trump has just posted just a short time ago. Success in Washington, success in all caps. Speaker Mike Johnson and the House have come to a very good deal for the American people. The newly agreed to American Relief Act of 2024 will keep the government open, fund our great farmers and others, and provide relief for those severely impacted by the devastating hurricanes. A very, in all caps, important piece, vital, in all caps, to the American First agenda was added as well. The date of the very unnecessary debt ceiling will be pushed out to 2 years, to January 30th, 2027. Now we can make America great again very quickly, which is what the people gave us a mandate to accomplish. All Republicans and even the Democrats should do what is best for our country and vote yes on this bill tonight. Okay? So that just came out. Now we'll see if that's okay with the Republicans. And that, I mean, this is all breaking news, and that's why I love doing the show, and I love being on Afternoon Drive, because all this stuff breaks in the middle of the afternoon, and you get to hear about it first, all right? So that's what just happened there a few moments ago. And now we'll see where this goes from here. It'll be a good thing if they get something done. The debt ceiling, though, will be the issue, right? Because you're gonna have certain people in there who are saying, if we don't deal with this debt, this is going to be a major problem. And this national debt, right now, most of our spending is paying the interest on the debt. So we got to deal with this. And we can't just keep kicking the can down the road here. But I understand the point, which is that give us the ability to put... See, like if DOGE wasn't going to be in place, I would have concerns about that. But with DOGE in place, you can let them get in there and start cutting the government down, right? And by the time you have to vote on extending the debt ceiling, you could theoretically have reduced the size of government to such a degree that you may not have to. You may not have to vote to extend the debt ceiling. I mean, if all goes well, if they do this right, if they do DOGE right, then absolutely 100% you could see the need to, you won't even need to necessarily extend the debt ceiling if this is done correctly. Now, you may have to only because of the interest, but let's hope not. Let's hope that as part of this, they can also massively cut government. If there was not a Doge component, if Elon and Vivek were not involved here, if Trump was not, if it wasn't Trump, if it was some other politician, just I believe he sincerely wants this to be his legacy, cutting the size of government. Here's what I think Donald Trump's MO is here. Somebody asked me about this the other day. And it was a person who's not a Trump fan, but obviously knows that, you know, I am. And they said to me, do you think this time around it's going to be different from 2016? And I said, I do. And I'll tell you why. He's got 4 years. Despite what the media says, he's not looking to be a dictator. He's not looking to stay for life. He wants to do 4 years and go. And what he wants is to be remembered as the greatest president of all time. That's what he wants. That's what Trump wants, and he wants to win over critics, and he wants to win over Democrats, and he wants to win over the media, too. It's the way the guy thinks. And it's a very optimistic way to think about things, if you think about it. Like, there's there was a sign on the desk it can be done in the Oval Office, I think, when Reagan was president, if I'm not mistaken. It can be done. It can be done. I think Trump's goal here for the next 4 years is to be known as the greatest president ever. Not one of the greatest, the greatest president ever. Because that's his entire mindset. His whole mindset is about that, being the best there is. Not second best, not top three, number one of all time. So going into it like that, where if you're a Trump critic, you're going to go, oh my God, the guy's such a narcissist. But if you think about it, it's actually an optimist. I mean, you don't get to that level of power, obviously, unless you have a pretty big ego. But it's the kind of optimism that we need, because he knows in order to do that, he's got to leave a very lasting imprint, the kind of fundamental change that will make people say he was the greatest president of all time. So how do you do that? Well, it's easy. I mean, it's not easy to achieve, but it's easy to think about what you could do. And you start with completely redefining government, the executive branch, because that's the branch we're talking about, right? We're not talking about Congress. We're not talking about the judiciary. We're talking about the executive branch of government. You completely reinvent the executive branch of government. You downsize it. You get rid of the bureaucracy. You wind up restoring the power to the legislative branch of government where it belongs, the power making, the rulemaking, the lawmaking. The executive agencies are combined, departments, cabinet posts. All these things occur. And then 4 years from now, when Donald Trump is leaving office, after probably, I would assume, if his plan works, and by then we're going, this guy was the greatest president of all time, then J.D. Vance will then be about to be inaugurated president 4 years from now. To pick up that mantle and go with it, we could be looking at an entirely different executive branch of government, top down. And I'm not just talking about the office of the president. I mean every single federal department radically changed. Dramatically changed, scaled back, powers taken away, rules gone, regulations gone. I mean, it like a brand new day. And if he's able to achieve that, he will go down as the greatest president. I mean, it's hard to say of all time, right? Because that's, you know, depending on the time you're living in, there were some incredibly consequential moments in American history. But Trump's not going to go into it with any other goal than that. Like, I want Americans to think of me as the absolute best, knowing that he'll obviously be remembered as one of the best. But for him, that's like nothing other than, yeah, we're going to get greatness. We're going to get greatness done. That means he has no time to waste on nonsense. That's why, like, all these people who are fear-mongering about Trump going after his enemies and all this other stuff, he doesn't have time for that stuff. He's got to go in there, and he's got a very short window here to make really substantial, substantive change that Congress has to ultimately approve and be able to uphold in court. So that's what's going to happen. And I think Trump's thinking on this right now is, look, we can't begin with the government being shut down. We can't start there. We have to have the government open. We have to have just a short-term thing in place so we can get in there and just start cutting with a hacksaw. You know what I mean? And then in 2027, by the time we have to vote on the debt ceiling, trust me, it's going to be a much different government by then. So that's my hope. And again, I haven't seen the details. I don't know the details. And I think we're all a little bit jaded here by this. So I'm only going by what I think is going through Trump's head at the moment. And I'm only doing that because I think I can safely say, based on my experience with Trump, that's what he's thinking right now. That's what's going through his mind. So that's where we are. Let me know what you think. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. And again, if you're just joining me, this is the statement Trump just pushed out a few moments ago. Success in Washington, Speaker Mike Johnson. Oops, grab that. Speaker Mike Johnson and the House have come to an agreement, a very good deal for the American people. The newly agreed to American Relief Act of 2024 will keep the government open, fund our great farmers and others, and provide relief for those severely impacted by the devastating hurricanes. A very important piece, vital to the America First agenda, was added as well. The date of the very unnecessary debt ceiling, we pushed out 2 years to January 30th, 2027. Now we can make America great again very quickly, which is what the people gave us a mandate to accomplish. All Republicans and even the Democrats should do what is best for our country and vote yes for this bill tonight. All right, let's see what happens. Let's see what the reaction is. Let's see what the conservatives have to say about it, because obviously we're all learning about this at the same time. Me, you, we're all learning about this now. This is all breaking right before our eyes. So, Matt DeSantis, you're going to actually have to work today and monitor breaking news.
I'm monitoring.
And Justin, the question is, are we going to have more details on this in the early part of the next hour, the mid part of the next hour, the mid early part of next hour, the mid late part of next hour, or the late part of the late hour?
I think we're going to have breaking news in the early late part of the next hour.
The early late part. I'm going to go with, we're going to have breaking news in the mid early late part.
Ooh, interesting take.
Yes.
Good choice.
Mid-early late part of the... So it's like we're between early and mid is the mid-early late part of early. Mid-early late part. That's my guess. That's my prediction. We'll see if I'm right.
Bold take, but I respect it.
It's bold. I know. It's bold, but listen, I've been doing this a long time, so I'm pretty good at this prediction stuff. And then the poll for you on the YouTube chat right now, which is still up, right? We haven't taken it down?
Oh, no. I took it down because it was at 50 votes for a while.
Oh, all right. All right. So we're gonna put the poll back up. But what was winning?
At the final results, the winner was June or later 2025 with 36%, followed by early spring 2025 with 30%, early 2025 with 20%, and late spring 2025 with 14%.
We'll never know what mid-spring would have garnered in terms of support.
Mid-spring, we were rooting for you.
That was my pick.
Team mid-spring all the way. All right. Tomorrow we're live in Cape May, Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Come join us, please. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time together, and we will enjoy our time. DuckDuckGo is going to protect you. When you are online, you need protection in this day and age. Trust me on this. You don't want to go out there without your coat of armor. And that coat of armor today is Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. Listen, I'm always online, traveling all the time, and my personal information is my personal information. I don't want anybody knowing it. I don't want anybody profiling me. I don't want anybody seeing what I'm doing. It's none of their business. Not the government's business, certainly not Google's business, so that's why I have Privacy Pro. And if you think your internet service provider is your friend, listen, they're profiling you too and selling your data. It's all in that long agreement you never read. So here's what you do. Get Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, 30-day free trial. You sign up today. 30-day free trial. You're going to get a 3-in-1 privacy solution, a secure VPN to encrypt your data from end to end to make sure that nobody can see your data, nobody can see your information. It's also going to have personal information removal, so all that stuff about you that's online goes away. And identity theft restoration, if God forbid your identity is ever stolen. You get all that for $10 a month. Are you kidding me? It's an incredible deal. Plus a 30-day free trial right now when you go to duckduckgo.com/1210. If you're not protecting yourself in this day and age, then you are vulnerable to hackers, to scammers. And it's also just an annoying experience being online when all those ads are following you and just it's creepy. Stop it. Stop it today by signing up right now for a 30-day free trial at duckduckgo.com/1210. Duckduckgo.com/1210. Sign up now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the breaking news and the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. If you are nervous about going to the dentist, please don't be. Dr. Mike is great. He's my dentist. I was just there last week. He has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and use those year-end dental benefits. Go to VeneriaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. The breaking news is that apparently there is a new spending bill. Trump has endorsed it. I don't have a lot of details on it, but it does move the debt ceiling to 2027. All right. So we'll wait on reaction to that, which I'm sure will be forthcoming shortly. In the meantime, though, there's a lot of other stuff to get to as we wait for reaction, which I'm sure will be coming in, no question about it. Here is, see, now, this is an interesting point made by David Axelrod. The left can't stand that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and all these other people have all of this influence over people. And they really can't. Actually, let me skip that for now. I'm going to come back to that. This is what I'm going to play. This is okay. The host of The View. This is the craziest freaking S I've heard in a long, long time. They're basically suggesting that Elon Musk and J.D. Vance are plotting to get rid of Trump. Okay? This is the host of The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Johnson, and the other lunatics, Joy Behar. I mean, this is some crazy-ass conspiracy stuff, if you ask me. Cut number 7.
Who is in charge? Because I've been saying it for a while.
Yes, you have.
I've been saying that I think Elon Musk believes he's president. I do.
Well, you've been calling him vice president.
I've called him vice president. Yeah. I called him president because I don't know what JD is doing. I don't remember the last time we even talked about JD.
You're right. He's planning the presidency when he's going to get rid of Trump.
So you think it's Musk, Musk Vance?
Possible.
Hey, you know who? Stay away from the stairways. You know, people put the leg out to trip you going down the stairs. Watch out.
Okay, so they think there's going to be a little coup going on right now. That's crazy. Right. J.D. Vance is doing a lot of work behind the scenes. Obviously, J.D. Vance is engaged as a senator from Ohio, working right now to make sure that whatever spending priorities they want will actually get through. That's what his job's going to be. And he's on Capitol Hill doing those things right now. Because the idiots in The View don't understand how that process works. But that's okay. Don't worry about them. Also, Elon Musk has a gigantic platform called X, which and Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon were all over the place yesterday, trashing this crappy continuing resolution. They were everywhere. This is what I want to share with you now. This is interesting. Tucker Carlson told Tom Homan he would send the zip codes of Anthony Blinken and other Washington elites so he can bus illegal immigrants into their communities. I think one of the smartest things that ever happened in this country was when the Republican governors, Florida and Texas, said, you know what? We're going to make every state a border state. Not just us. Every state's going to be a border state. Here they come. All you people with hate has no home here signs in your lawn, and all you people in Martha's Vineyard eating your lobster foie gras, get ready. Buffy and Chad with your lobster pants and your whale belts, get ready. Smart move. Cut number 10.
The people who did this are rich white liberals in the United States who hate themselves and the country. And to punish it, they invited all these people illegally from failed countries. But they can't stand the idea of living near these people because they're racist. So why wouldn't you move every Haitian to Bethesda and Brookline and Aspen and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket like today? Can we do that? I will donate money if we can do that.
We absolutely could. Look what the Martha's Vineyard did. They put them on their account. Like, you know, this whole
thing. They called the cops immediately because they're racist.
Governor Abbott done more to secure this border than anybody in this administration. The guy's great. DeSantis the same. Do you know who first came up with the idea of busing people to sanctuary cities? It was President Trump. I remember sitting in the Oval Office one time. He said, why don't we do that? So we started putting plans together, but the Remain in Mexico program was such a game changer, we couldn't fill a bus up if we wanted to. So we beat the problem before we actually got to that. That was
the problem, though, is that the people doing it didn't have a precise enough understanding of rich white liberal culture, but I do. So they would bus them to New York, then they wind up in Midtown in Queens. Okay, none of the people who are doing this were affected by it. But I could give you a list of zip codes where, like, Tony Blinken lives and stuff like that. Because I know that world, they need to be moved into the neighborhoods of the people who are calling you racist for wanting to have laws and borders. Like, they need to feel the effects of their own destruction. So just text me and I will send you the zip codes. I mean it, too. Because what happened is they opened the borders and then all these people, like, moved to Jackson, Wyoming, to the least diverse zip codes in the country. They literally ran to the hills to get away from diversity.
You remember what happened in Martha's Vineyard, too. And you remember when they wound up bringing in the National Guard, the Massachusetts National Guard, to move them the hell out of Martha's Vineyard as soon as possible? That's exactly what we're talking about here. Tom Homan said we're going to arrest every criminal. That's what he wants to do. That's goal number one. Arrest every criminal. This is him talking to CNN's Caitlin Collins. Cut number 8.
I don't have a number. We want to arrest as many people as we can. They're in the country illegally, again, based on prioritization. We want to arrest every criminal, every gang member that's here illegally that's a public safety threat. We want to arrest every fugitive, those who had due process at great taxpayer expense and have an order deportation but didn't leave and became a fugitive. We got over 1.5 million of those. And look, we got millions of people here illegally. I've said that if you're here illegally, you're not off the table. I mean, it's a violation of law. It's a crime to enter this country illegally. And after we give you
but you don't have a number that you'd like to see one year from tonight, you don't have a number that you'd like to say this many people have been deported on my watch.
No, I don't have a number. I want to arrest as many people as we can with the resources we have. We want to be the most efficient we can based on prioritization. There's no limit.
Good. Why would there be a limit? Every criminal gone. Good. That's what people want. I mean, that's literally what the American people voted for. Trump wasn't shy about it. He said it, and the American people agreed with him, and they agreed overwhelmingly with him. But when will all this begin, you might wonder? When do these deportations occur? Cut number 9.
So how many days after Trump is sworn in, before this effort to carry out the mass deportations begins? I know you said it starts on day one, but after how many days will we actually start to see that happening?
Day one. Day one will be ICE officers across the country will be out on the streets. Right out of the gate, President has made it clear, and I made it clear, that priority right out of the gate is public safety threats and national security threats. And there's plenty of them to find, right? I looked at the data under the Biden administration. The deportation of criminal aliens have decreased 74%. So we have all those folks that the Biden administration failed to deport, plus you got this over 10 million encounters on the southern border that they came across. We got a lot of them to look for, too. So the public safety threats are plenty, and it's going to keep us busy.
Indeed, it will. No doubt about it. It's going to keep everybody busy, and they're going to have a lot of work to do. No doubt. They're going to have a lot of work to do. Because let's face it, there are a lot of criminals out there, and we know where they are. They're in sanctuary cities like Philadelphia. That's where you begin. That's where you start. That's what you do. It'll be great. Let's see. Oh, I got to reconnect again. What happened? What now?
VMix is giving
I thought we were changing this stupid system over, Matt DeSantis.
I don't know enough about it. All I know is it doesn't work that well. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't understand why it's 2024. We can put a friggin' man on the moon. We can't get a stream to work.
It is incredible how unreliable the equipment they give us is.
But I thought you said they were switching us over from VMix to Zoom or something.
I don't know enough about the setup. I do know that the ultimate goal is to switch the way we conduct our interviews with guests. So they won't be over VMix any longer. They'll be over Zoom. The basic setup itself, the rig that we have, I admittedly am a moron and I don't know how any of it works.
It's still going to be like, unless I haven't heard anything about it, but all of our live stream stuff that's not guest related is going to be through VMix.
Oh, joy.
But what do they do in the morning show?
They use VMix.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think the only thing that's changing is just the way that the guests connect. Hopefully, it's more reliable than it has been in the last month or so.
Yeah. Well, all right. I got to get into the fat czar of San Francisco. My favorite, the fat czar.
I agree.
The new Superman trailer, which looks awesome. What?
No, I was saying I actually agree with the fat czar once we get into it.
You agree with the fat czar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss this.
All right, so the San Francisco fat czar, by far my favorite story of the day. No question about it. I'll save that for 5 o'clock for the happy hour.
Perfect.
Because that's how happy this story makes me, that there's a fat czar in San Francisco. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that segment. You don't want to miss cake oppression.
No, cake oppression, we are not going to have any cake oppression. Not on my watch. Not on my watch, baby. And Five for Fighting's lead singer has a hilarious new song about Justin Trudeau. We played a song about Justin Trudeau the other day. But wait a second. Is this the same one? I think DeSantis was off.
Yeah, he was off.
The same one?
Is it the Justin Trudeau doesn't play hockey?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's the one we played on Tuesday.
I thought there was
another one. Oh, I got so excited for a minute.
Yeah, there's even a Fidel Castro reference in there.
I know.
Yeah, we talked
it's
about
great.
That.
Well, we could always play it again. What the heck?
Yeah, it's worth it.
Right? Or maybe we save it for KMA tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good idea. People love to talk about Justin Trudeau at KMA.
Yeah, now, here's what I'm wondering for KMA tomorrow. Can we get I probably should have asked this off the air, but we don't do anything planning-wise. So let's just ask it now. What if, can we show a screen so that everybody can see the clips who's in the audience?
I mean, I'm sure there's a way to do it. Let me get in touch with Austin and see what he can.
Probably, you know what? Don't worry about it. You know, forget I even said it because the room's going to be too big. They would need a gigantic screen, and it would have to. I don't even know how it would work logistically.
Kirk, I believe, is stopping by the station prior to our 3 p.m. start time. So theoretically, we could acquire a television and possibly set one up. It's not impossible.
I just don't think it'd be big enough. We would need, I mean, there's, based on, again, we don't have a big crowd tomorrow, you never know, but assuming that our crowd is consistent with what it's been before, then we would need like a massive jumbotron. So I don't even worry about it. You know what I mean?
That we won't have.
Yeah, don't worry. Besides, I'm sure Kimmy will be there streaming on her phone. Oh, so Fela wrote me back, right? Now, this is interesting. Again, let's keep this between us. This is just us. This is the only army. Shh. So I sent him the numbers for Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon. And I said, I'm pretty sure you're beating the pants off those guys. And this is what he wrote back. Ha, we're always in that area, but we are on TV at 10 p.m. on Saturday when 60% fewer televisions are on. So think about that. So Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon beats Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon on a Saturday night when 60% fewer televisions are on. Now, with that data added to the mix, would you like to update your prediction of when Jimmy's show will become five nights a week. My prediction is it'll follow Gutfeld. It'll be on at 11 p.m. on the Fox News channel. The question is when. Early spring, mid-spring, early mid-spring, mid-mid-spring, early late mid-spring, late spring, or the end of spring. Those are your options. Or what did somebody say on the YouTube chat? The somewhere between the summer equinox and the somebody made an equinox joke. Now I lost the friggin' chat because our thing got screwed up. Somebody made a very funny equinox. Are we actually streaming? Because it seems like it's frozen again. Is
it all right now?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
We only have 30 people watching. What happened? We lost the entire audience. Yeah. Where'd everybody go?
Well, didn't it freeze for a while? I think it shut down. It's back now, so if you were on it before, please return.
All right. Please come back to the YouTube channel because we had a lot of people watching, and now everybody went away because it froze, but we're back now. So jump on in and say hello and chat away with your buddies, all right? 1210 WPHD is our YouTube page. Just do that right now. Here's Tom Homan, New York City Mayor Eric Adams talking about Tom Homan and what they agreed on. I did a very extensive interview on Fox News, the mayor of New York City, cut number 20.
So let's talk about the gangs. Let's talk about what you agreed to with Tom Homan. Violent criminals will be deported under the Trump mass deportation. What constitutes a violent criminal? Is that someone who is accused, someone who has been convicted, someone who wears gang tattoos? You know, where do you draw the line? Did you make that line with him?
No, we did not. I thought our conversation was a great conversation. Tom and I both sat down, and we both agree on violent individuals should not remain in our country. We have laws here in the city on how that could be handled. My legal team is going to sit down with his legal team to make the determination if an executive order can change that. One of the things he would like to have is that's access to Rikers Island. That's the jail in our city. The law that was passed under the previous administration said that no ICE officer can be in any governmental building. There are exceptions to that. We're looking at those exceptions. That's my core issue. I've said it prior to the election. We can't allow people to come into the country or the city committing violent acts. And those numbers who are doing it, we need to address that. And I'm happy to have a partner Tom to see how do we address that in the real way.
All right. Now, that's the key right there, is having a partner who can address it in the right way. Right. That's the key, because what you need if you're Eric Adams is you need to clean up your city. You have to clean up New York. New York is a hellhole. It really is. It's a hellhole. You need to do this. Now, remember what I told you about Eric Adams getting indicted? All right. When we come back, I'm going to play you exactly the clip that proves what I said, what President Trump said about Eric Adams, and why it is Eric Adams truly got indicted. All right? This is an indicting clip of the Biden administration. And you need to hear this, and I'm going to play it for you. Because everything this Department of Government has, this Department of Justice has done, and thank God today the other big news is that Fannie Willis officially taken off the case. Now, the entire case against Trump in Georgia needs to be dismissed anyway, but Fannie Willis is out. That's a big deal for the symbolic purposes of she should not be allowed to continue on that case. She never should have been. But it's more symbolic at this point anyway, since he's about to become the president of the United States. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter, and they prove that every day. Judith and her team would love to see you. Incredible offers as we approach the new year. Got to make room for all the 2025 models, and this is your chance to save. And with their renovation going on, their renovation savings event is great. Now, for example, the XC90, the third row family car that we drive, we'll be taking the kids to Cape May in. Well, you can have that for $687 a month with all applicable rebates. And if you're a Costco member, it's an extra $2,000 off. And you'll love the safety. It is the safest 7-person passenger SUV out there. But hey, maybe you want the S-Class. Beautiful sedan made right at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you will get the luxury experience you deserve. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. That's why customers there are customers for decades. 30 years, people keep coming back because they love the experience. So if you're thinking about it, you got some downtime around the holidays, and you're like, all right, I want to go test drive a Volvo, but you're nervous about pressure, don't be. They will never pressure you there. there. That's not how they do business. They always do the right thing, and they build relationships. I literally had friends who went there 5 or 6 times, so they wound up buying a Volvo. What other dealership will even let you leave without buying a car? Not many. Cherry Hill Volvo, that's not how they operate, though. What they do is they let you come back. If the car's not right for you, the car's not right for you. But I think it will be. I think you'll love the experience. So go see them today, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge, where relationships really do matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we're back up on YouTube streaming away, so join the party. Join the watch party, okay? Tomorrow we're going to be live in Cape May, New Jersey for the Grand Hotel, our final show of the year, and it's going to be outstanding, all right? I would love for you to join us. And Waltzing Matilda, her tweet, oh my God, I heard the water tasting segment live when it happened. I was crying laughing. That's so funny. They actually did that when I was off that time. That was Maz. That was Mazzarelli who did that. Anyway, all right, we got a lot to get to, but Democrats hate this bill, so that's a good sign. Democrats hate this friggin' bill, which is a really, really good sign. So let me share with you some reaction to the new spending bill. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, according to the New York Times, Democrat of New York and the minority leader, called the proposal laughable on his way into a closed-door meeting with House Democrats. Maya Miller said Democrats in the closed-door meeting were overheard applauding loudly and shouting, hell no, presumably in response to the newly released Republican spending bill. Because this is what I guess Hakeem Jeffries said. Speaker Mike Johnson and Elon Musk and extreme MAGA Republicans are driving us to a government shutdown. All right? So that's what is happening right now. And this is all kind of breaking, but something else, too, that a friend of mine sent me I wanted to share with you as well. If you look at the bills side by side, there's a number of people showing pictures of that. The length of the spending bill before was 1,547 pages. This new bill, 116 pages. So that's a 92.5% decrease. A reduction of 1,431 pages. Okay? That just came out as well. And there's some people putting screenshots up of the two bills. But apparently, though, it looks like, from what I'm understanding about this, it looks like the bill does include a provision to give members of Congress a raise, which would, by restarting cost of living adjustment. So I don't know if that means the 40% raise where it restarts cost of living adjustments, which obviously COLA increases are a lot less than 40%. Obviously, if you're in Social Security, you know exactly what I'm talking about there. So I don't have the specific details of that. But Matt, see if you can find that one out. That's kind of curious. The debate's going to happen beginning tonight, and we'll see where that goes. But obviously, Trump's endorsed it, so I imagine that's going to have a lot of impact on things. Hakeem Jeffries, this is what, you know what, let's, you have Hakeem Jeffries? You have audio him?
Yeah, I have a recent clip that just got posted.
Okay, let's listen to him.
Holiday travel will be impacted. The ability of everyday Americans to visit their family, their friends, their loved ones will be impacted.
No, I don't agree with that. Actually, I don't agree because the TSA still works. You see, it's the fear mongering again, right? The fear mongering is what they always do. The fear mongering of if a government shutdown happens, you're all going to die by UFOs and aliens. And the same thing, you won't be able to travel and see your family. Why not? Why? That's essential. Keep those workers working. But I don't think there's going to be a government shutdown. But if it is, then let it be on Democrats. Let it be on the Democrats then. Let them own it. You know what I mean? Strategically speaking, let them own it. If they want to do that, then that's on them. Here is Pramila J. Powell. Is she the brother lover or is that the other one? Which one sleeps with her brother?
Well, allegedly, it's Ilhan Omar.
Oh, Ilhan Omar is the brother lover. Okay. But this is fellow squad member Pramila J. Powell. Take a listen to this.
Mike Johnson negotiated a deal with Leader Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. And now he's reneging on the deal because the shadow president, Elon Musk, said that we shouldn't be doing this deal. It'll be their fault that Americans don't get disaster relief, that Americans don't get their Social Security checks. That is on the Republicans.
Well, usual fear-mongering and scare tactics, but I promise you I'd play you this clip of Eric Adams blaming the Biden administration for illegal immigration. And I'm going to, as soon as I get back on the other side, because we have to take a quick break. But I do want to also tell you there is a way that President Trump and Tom Homan and this entire administration can end sanctuary cities once and for all. Also, the other big news of the day today is that the FAA has banned drones. It is a Fugazi ban. Do not believe them. This is more of the gaslighting. They are gaslighting us with this drone ban and now saying they have the authority to shoot them out of the sky. But why would you need to shoot them out of the sky if they were told that there's nothing at all? So I'll get into that with you in the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, we're watching all the details on this new spending package, what it means that Trump is behind it. Will the votes be there? Will the Democrats, will any of them support this? We'll find out all of these things straight ahead. We have 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.